Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Breaking news out of Jefferson City, and good news, in my opinion, that we have gotten some action on this transgender restrictions for minors. And Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman is on the phone with us right now. Senator, thank you for giving me a minute this morning.
Yeah, thanks for giving us some time to talk about this important issue. The Senate reached a deal on two incredibly important issues and has perfected both of those bills. Senator Holly Thompson Rader's Senate Bill 39, Protecting Women's Sports, making sure that our kids are competing against girls, that girls are going to compete against girls, and a complete ban for 4 years. And then also Senator Mike Moon's Senate Bill 49, making sure that our kids are safe from some really horrific practices that we have learned about that are happening in gender clinics across the state. So a complete 4-year ban on that as well. And then for hormones and puberty blockers, and a permanent ban on surgeries, and then a bunch of other protections in case in the future we don't come back and extend that sunset on both of those clauses. So
was that part of the deal? Not to interrupt, but did the sunset what was required? I mean, why did they think that was necessary?
So the deal to get it through the Senate, we were just talking actually yesterday, right, about this and why negotiate with the Democrats when you have a supermajority. It's because you have to get them to sit down. So we went into session at 4 o'clock yesterday, and we just gaveled out at about 7:30 and in the morning. And so the deal was 4 years complete ban, and then honestly, we pass bills with sunset provisions all the time. Thomas Jefferson thought that all bills should have a sunset provision that we're not binding the future to. So it'll give us an opportunity to come back and extend that if we need to. But I don't think that it'll keep going, because the science is showing how harmful this is to our kids, right? So by putting a sunset, it gets a pause button. It stops what's happening and then lets things continue. The data to continue from other places.
Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman, my guest, get into the weeds for me a little bit. It's been perfected. That means it.
We got one more vote to go.
One more vote, right?
The Senate. Yeah. So it has to lay on the calendar, meaning there's a little bit of a pause. I actually don't. I'm not sure, because we just ended. It's kind of funny math. We just ended today. Well, we ended yesterday. Today, the legislative day. We're coming back in at 4 o'clock tonight. We're going to do some more work, some important issues that are, on the calendar that we've got to get to.
Right.
But then we've got one more vote, so that third read. So I think we might be able to go back and third read it today, but in all likelihood, it'll probably be tomorrow, or we call it third read Thursday. So you work on perfecting the bills all week, and then on Thursday you vote on all of them, and they all go over to the next chamber, over the House.
So these still have to go to the House. Do you have any prognostication on what happens over there?
I think they get picked up and passed as is very quickly.
Nice.
This has been a priority for everybody. And often what happens is the heavy lift of getting things passed in the Senate means they don't come back. They're not going to, they're not going to amend these things and make changes. We've gotten an incredibly good deal that's going to protect kids. And so that's intact. The only other piece I think is part of the deal that listeners should know about is there was also a carve out for kids who are currently receiving the treatment. We don't have the number of how many kids that is in the state, but you can't be on hormones and puberty blockers and just come off of them cold turkey. There's like the antipsychotic medications or other, there's certain medications that are really have very strong side effects. You have to wean off of them. And so there's a grandfather clause for kids who are currently receiving those treatments.
That's good. I mean, I know that among others, people from WashU were down there speaking against this, right? Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, so we had a massive rally, citizens from all over the state came to support Senator Mike Moon and Senator Holly Thompson Rader's bills, and there was a counter protest with Antifa surrounding them. But, you know, the thing is that you can't talk to anybody in Jefferson County who says the government's role is to protect people, to protect, well, your individual rights, most importantly, but to protect children also. And, you know, we don't let kids in the state of Missouri receive a tan at 17. So we're sure as heck not going to let them receive medical treatment that is not treatment, but harming them.
Sure, sure. Well, I appreciate the update on it. And what's next? I mean, I talked to Nick Schroer earlier. He said, will you guys look at the initiative petition reform? Is that something
initiative
that's on
there? Initiative petition's coming over. That's, you know, that's getting ready to go up on the block. I'm a little bit embarrassed. I can't remember what the bills were. I just know who Nick has a bill that's on the calendar. Curtis
right.
Trent and I have one that's on the calendar. That's number three in the slot. We have to go in order. And so I'm so sorry. I've been up all night and I can't remember what's next. I'm going to take a little nap when we stop chatting and get back at it.
Well, Senator, get some rest and thank you for giving us that update. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, and thanks for everybody who's written their senators. This has been an incredibly strong coalition of the supermajority, and I'm proud of the work that we were able to get done overnight.
No kidding. All right. Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman, thanks. Yep, we appreciate getting her on here, and clearly she was falling asleep as I talked to her. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, she's going to go take a nap. They gaveled in at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. They've been up all night. When this show started at 5 this morning, we got Senator Nick Schroer on, who stepped off the floor of the Senate. And then while he was off the floor, they held over one of the bills. I think it was Senator Reeder's bill, and they called a recess till 6 a.m. Then they went back and then they passed these two bills. I think that's fantastic. This is something we needed to get done so we don't have to ask these questions anymore about whether or not, you know, counselors in local schools are checking with the local transgender center first before informing parents about things like chest bindings. And, you know, this is clusters of children, according to the whistleblower report, who are coming from the same local schools to the center, clusters of girls who suddenly all decide that they've got the same symptoms at the same time. Very strange. But progress has been made. It goes to the House next. Hopefully gets to the governor's desk before long.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.